Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to RadioLawTalk.com. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Cunin. We also have our producer behind the glass. That is Cal Hunter. Thank you for being here. We love doing this. This hour is going to be excellent. It's going to be excellent because we're going to talk about Virginia voters trying to remove someone from the ballot. And the most important two cases after that is the Harry Chair case and the rectal exam case. I know everyone's waiting for that.
There is no guarantee implied or insinuated by Fred's statement that this hour will be excellent. That is merely a projection, not a guarantee.
No, I can't. You know, last week we took the weekend off. It was the first time in a long time we took the weekend off, so we did the best of Radio Law Talk. And you know what I say to myself? I think, which one would be the best one? And I said, it doesn't really matter because every single one's the best. And we do a great job here. And I'm patting myself on the back, and we do a wonderful job. Right, Cal? Wake up.
I would agree with that. Okay. I'm sorry, what did you say?
That's the old man sitting there.
Hey, nice.
I tell you what he's doing.
I was practicing for church
tomorrow. No, he's not. He's got his... I saw him. He had his phone. He was looking at the Burning Man paintings. The art. He says, now which one am I going to paint myself?
He was already got his avatar picked out. He's got his body art already done. And he was going to choose which virtual room he was going into.
Yeah, I know which one he's going into. Call us at 855 Law Radio.
Going into the room... of love.
855-529-7234. And do I feel sorry for his wife? Wow, I feel sorry for his wife.
It's the Ruth Bader Ginsburg room.
Fred. Geriatric room.
And the worst part about it, he's playing two tapes at once. I don't even know what he's playing. We're going to talk about those three things are very important. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. And just call us if you want to talk about or opine on a case or no case, because Cal does this wonderful thing called Case or No Case where he stumps me automatically, but then with the other two hosts here, he tries to see if he can stump the two of them. So I will automatically lose, and then we'll see whether Denise and Todd are going to win the Case or No Case that he's about to roll.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Cal, just give me 0 points right now. Zero. I'll take zero. Nope. Nothing.
I'm just trying to remind you of what it used to sound like in your glory days, Fred, when we had...
Oh, my heavens.
Okay. Now, case or no case. Annabel Klopfer lived in a small rural town and had to move from the farm into the retirement home. It was next to a radio station with a big, tall tower, AM 1350, the voice of Caraway County, Kansas. As soon as her kids settled her in, the telephone rings. It's her brother, Jim. As she begins to speak, she says, "Well, I can hear Jim okay, but it's barely. The radio overpowers it. I just hear the radio and the phone." She wondered what to do. Someone told her that radio stations were federally regulated, and they cannot interfere with telephone communication back in the day of the landline. So she sought a lawyer.
She sought legal counsel.
And the lawyer asked a curious question down by the seashore. Which has been there longer, the station or the retirement home? And so I ask you, Ms. Dirks, case or no case?
This reminds me of the cases like the airport cases, right? Like when they build new subdivisions around the airport, and they have noise complaints and all of that. And it says which way, when you bought your house, you knew that airport was there. It was up and being used. So this is kind of like that, except for there's a glitch here. And the glitch has to do with the fact that it's communication, federal communication. And probably it's FTC that would probably regulate the radio station, right?
They have their own little court system, yeah.
Okay, and FTC.
FCC.
Oh, that's why you're doing that.
She's giving her the C signal, the FCC, not the TC.
He's trying to figure out why he's massaging with his hands.
the federal massage parlor? What the heck? Where's Robert Kraft?
So it's not the Federal Trade Commission. It's the Federal Communication.
Correct.
Okay, got it. This is a case, and what happens is the radio station was there before the old folks' home, the retirement home, was there, and so she loses.
All right, Mr. Penny, as an entrepreneur in the media game, what say you would be the result of this case or no case?
Did she have her hearing aids up or down at the time?
Well, remember, this is a landline, so in those days you either had to crank up the handset, you know, you made it louder,
yeah.
So that made the radio louder and everything else, but they didn't have hearing aid compatible phones.
You know what? There are laws, by the way, Cal, and I remember, and I may be wrong, but I don't think I am, way back when I was in law school, or even maybe before that, it's the Sun City in Arizona law against a cattle livestock yard, feedlot yard, where they had been there forever, the feedlot, and then Sun City started building houses that pushed out toward them, and they complained of the smell.
Nuisance.
And the feedlot lost because, say, it didn't matter there, and they argued first in time. So I'm going to say it's a case, but I don't think they have those FCC regulations and more protections. Radio stations are more important than a feedlot, apparently. So I'm going with what Denise said.
What she said, guys.
It's a case.
What she said by the seashore.
No, it's a case, and the radio station wins, right?
No, I said yes, because I said she loses.
Yes.
Mr. Kunin, what say you, case or no case?
Well, Denise has 35 points. I have not 35 points.
I have 19.
And Fred has 19.
So
and
far behind.
Denise said it was a case, and so I'm just going to go strategic. I first thought what Fred had thought was, I know that even though something is there first, they can still get punted. And I remembered the cattle case. So based upon all that, I'm just going to go with scenario but no case.
Smart.
No case.
Strategery.
Strategery.
Hmm.
Do we have time to finish up?
Well, I think I can clear this out for you here. Those of you who say it is a case, that would be Denise and Fred.
Yes!
Congratulations to you.
I finally got one. I got a point.
The lawyer filed a complaint with the FCC, which in its administrative law review determined that since the nursing home had been there for a lot less time than the transmitter towers, the nursing home would have to try to come up with a solution,
yes,
such
yes,
as putting filters on the line to block out the radio signal. So they had to buy a filter for the switchboard and for every telephone in the house, all 130 of them, in the Golden Years Retirement Village. No settlement, no fines, and by the way, the station management, because they played old people's music, reached out and helped them find the filters, so now people there can talk on the telephone without hearing, they can hear Uncle Ernie and actually.
Yes, that's
so,
a good case.
It was a case, and the radio station won, but stepped in and was the good guy anyway. So that's case or no case. And next time, let's see, I'm taking you on the set of a television game show.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I love a television game show. Don't forget, we have very few guests here, but we did have Bob Hilton. The Come On Down for the Price is Right guy.
The voice.
Bob Hilton, the voice of many, many game shows. And we're going to be back. We're going to talk about this individual that everyone wants to get off the ballot. Nothing ever goes south on a divorce.
Oh, never.
And we're going to talk about the rectal exam lawsuits. You can't wait.
interesting pairing of topics.
Talk about a case that's a pain in the... Well, anyway, stay tuned as we have more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station and, of course, anytime on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I like the Amateur Joseph Valley.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law
Talk.
All
right,
Talk
forget it. I give up.
Strictly for
I
the state
my
or states.
Let's go back to the show while I just absolutely clean my blood up off the floor here. This is Radio Law Talk. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
holy crackers.
It's like, hey, you know what? We are pushing Amargosa Valley. Just think the Amargosa Valley in Nevada was one. It was basically one of our first ever stations that joined Radio Law Talk. And it's a little dinky place out in the middle of nowhere. And it has some interesting businesses out there. But actually, they're more well-known. We did this research. They're more well-known for their hay production.
Hey, yep.
They do a lot of hay production out there. But it's not too far. It's like over the mountain from Las Vegas.
That's what they're calling it.
And I will tell you right now, there's people all over the country that know where the Amargosa Valley is. They're just like, I got to go to the Amargosa Valley and visit.
You going to a club tonight?
Yep, going to bail me some hay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what they call it now?
That's what they call it now.
Bailing hay. All right.
So you got to read between the lines to understand
what
he's talking
about. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, is that a two-string bail? No, it's a three-string bail.
We're not going to fill in the blanks.
Can we move on?
Hey, you're the one talking about hay.
All right, let's talk about Virginia.
What is hay fever mean?
There's two Virginia voters that are trying to remove Kanye West from the 2020 presidential ballot. So what's happened is Kanye West is apparently in a number of states. I know Arizona just removed him because he tried to get in Arizona. You have to have so many signatures. They have to be verified. You have to have so many people verify.
It's for state. Each state has a different rule.
Right.
And each state has a different ballot.
Right.
So he was trying to get on as many states as possible because he decided fairly late in the game in the summertime that he wanted to run for president.
Right. And so what's interesting to me, don't forget, Kanye West, and we're a politically neutral show here. Kanye West is Republican in Wyoming. Apparently he lives in Wyoming, and he's a registered Republican, and kind of a backer of President Trump. And I thought, well, who's bringing the lawsuit? Apparently it's the Democratic people are bringing the lawsuit in a well-known Democratic law firm that promotes, apparently someone that promotes the Democratic ways. And I'm saying, because they're worried about the African American vote going to him. Is that correct? And that's kind of their worry. But yet, I don't get how that would work. I think it would be the opposite. I think some Republicans would vote for him too.
Not likely.
Again, we're politically neutral. But I find it hard to accept the idea that Kanye West would be a spoiler stealing the Democratic vote, the individual who is friends with the current president and who wears the MAGA hat. I've seen him wear the hat and is a registered Republican. I just don't see that person stealing.
Well, there's more. There's more to this. In Arizona, he's he's registered as Republican in Wyoming, but in Arizona he's running as an independent.
Right.
So what the thought is, at least some of the political pundits are thinking, is he's trying to take away the votes of the independent people that are on the cuff and they don't know where they're going to go. So the Democrats think it's going to be taken from their coffers, if you will, and the Republicans don't care because he doesn't have enough of a bite to challenge, really, Donald Trump.
Or he may just be saying, whatever it takes, get on the ballot, I'm going to do it.
Maybe he wants that for his journal.
But it's passed, and whenever they've had independents running, the independents usually take away from the Democrats. That's been in the past for,
I would agree with that, except Ross Perot.
That's true. That's a very good
George
exception.
George Bush, the election.
That is true.
It just depends. I think everybody does. I think nobody knows. Kanye's so out there, both sides. It's like, how's he going to? What?
I don't even know what his platform is.
I don't know
what
it is either.
He's running on the mental health ticket.
No, seriously. I know a Republican. The guy's Republican. And he shows up at this event that we're at. That was a non-COVID event. But it was just kind of like a few people. And he had a Kanye for President 2020 shirt on.
Yeah.
I said, dude, where'd you get that? I said, I didn't even know he was running for president. He goes, yeah, he's running for president, man. I said, he kind of went, oh, yeah. He goes, I'm not saying I'm voting for him. It was just cool shirt. But so who knows what's going on. But they're trying to stop him by saying that the certification by Virginia's who certifies it to be the state election officials is not valid. And they're going through a number of reasons why. Number one, the duplicity of signatures, and stuff like that. And that's the, you know, apparently you got to get in Virginia. In Virginia, only 5,000 petition signatures, which is a shock. That's nothing. That is nothing. That's like barely even doing anything.
I know, and 13 electors. And that's a, you know, that's a really low bar, in my opinion, to get on the ballot. But I guess that's what it is in Virginia.
Yeah. This is probably doing more to boost the Kanye campaign awareness by having a lawsuit filed against him than if they just sat back and done nothing. Because I haven't heard squat from Kanye
until
we saw people filing lawsuits. So, I don't know.
And it's on Radio Law Talk, and we're telling you.
I won't be surprised if he comes up with a Republican rap.
I don't know what his... You never know what people... You know, it's a shock when they put individuals in Supreme Court and how, oh, this is a conservative justice or a more moderate justice, and all of a sudden they turn a little bit, you know?
And his big thrust is religious music right now anyway. I mean, that's what he's really
Kanye
doing.
Is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Then he was like on 60 Minutes with a plane full of gospel singers, isn't that correct?
Nice. No,
yeah.
I like that. That's good.
Know. That's kind of his thing.
Well, let's get to the most important thing. That's the hairy chair. Denise is I'm a personal injury lawyer, and you're a criminal lawyer, Todd. Denise does family law and divorces all the time. Denise, talk about this weird one. And there's some weird stuff that happened in divorces, isn't there?
In divorces, you'd be surprised what people fight over. And sometimes you're like, why waste the time and money to fight over that? Well, it just depends on what's important to people.
30
seconds. I've got 30 seconds to try to do this whole case.
Yes.
Okay.
No, don't
30
do
seconds.
Cal, we got 30
it's
seconds.
It's called the hairy beast chair.
Easy, yeah. Right.
All right. Let's talk about it when we get back. We're so disheveled right now. Cal's sleeping over there.
Luckily, we're getting short on time.
All right. Well, let's get back, and we're going to talk about the hairy chair.
Dodge that bullet.
It's Manhattan, New York.
Hold on.
Back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Wildfires continue to burn on the West Coast. Cal Fire said approximately 15,000 firefighters are on the line of 29 major wildfires in that state. Although 37 new fires were sparked yesterday, crews contained most of them quickly, though two have grown to the large wildfire stage. More than 3.1 million acres have burned across the state since the start of the year, which is a record, and at least 12 people have died, and more than 3,900 structures have been destroyed. In neighboring Oregon, Governor Kate Brown said dozens of people are missing from their large wildfires that have burned across the state, with major fires near the state capital of Salem. Authorities said more than 500,000 people, 10% of Oregon's population, has been forced to evacuate. And just to the north in the state of Washington, over 937 square miles have been scorched. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Boys are weird.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we're back talking about the Harry Chair lawsuit. Now, what this is, let me just set it up and then Denise will run with it. What this is a couple that were married in Utah. They're from New York, but they married in Utah. Actually, I looked it up. I had to. Called the Amangari Luxury Resort in Canyon Point, Utah. It is a beautiful resort. It's in the southern Utah where all like the, you know, Bryce Canyon and all these, you know, big, huge sandstone pillars are by, you know, all that area. That's kind of cool by the Colorado River, not too far from the Colorado River. Beautiful resort. It's a really high-end ritzy resort. They got married there, and Denise says that doesn't matter if they're, as long as they live in New York. And they are splitting the sheets after a fairly short marriage. She is a multi-millionaire that she received from over $30 million from her trust fund. Her father, she's a car dealership heiress. Apparently her father had car dealers, and he was her stylist. And now they're getting a divorce. Denise, take it from there, and let's lay out what's going on in this divorce, and let's talk about, after that, any weird other weird things that people fought over in divorces.
Yeah, this is even more weird than your average divorce, because first and foremost, wife is claiming that there's no marriage. And that is something that was kind of shocking in this. So if there's no marriage, then it's going to go by regular partnership type laws, and it's out of the family law divorce context altogether. In New York, remember, there's fault divorce, and then there's a no-fault divorce. This is a fault divorce if it's deemed that they have a valid marriage, because they didn't wait the 2 years of being legally separated and apart to get that opt into that no-fault. Over first of all, they're fighting over a big piece of property because it was purchased before, allegedly before the marriage, by the wife. And she says she purchased it. Husband says, nope, your father purchased it. And, you know, that's just a big tell that she's making it up. Well, that doesn't help his side, to be honest. If it's a divorce setting, whether her father purchased it or she purchased it, if it was before the marriage, then it's probably going to be her separate property.
Oh, I got you. Unless he purchased it for the two of them.
Unless he gifted it to both of
right.
them. Right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Wouldn't in a situation like that, let's just take that for a second. Let's say the father purchased the property and gifted it. Wouldn't the to whom the property is supposed to go or to whom it was given, wouldn't that be reflected in the filing for the property as so-and-so's property or joint tenantship?
Yep.
Whatever the document is related to the property, that is what would show who is entitled to the property.
Exactly. You're almost in every state, by the way, that's the law.
So if it's in her name only, that would cut against his argument that the dad bought it and gifted it to both of us.
Right, but if it's a community property state, he could argue that there was some improvements made or during the marriage, and that it would be, you know, there's some interest from the community in it. I think that's what. But why are they fighting over things, more importantly? They're fighting over a brown Icelandic sheepskin. Apparently, he's from Iceland. They're fighting over things that they got that were wedding gifts. Why is that important? Because they're gifts. They're not. They don't. It doesn't require a marriage for that to be his, right? Because they're gifts to both of them. So they're fighting over things that really, in the big scope of things, are not all that valuable. They're fighting over this hairy beast chair.
Worth that, how much?
It's worth
$31,500.
And it's got kind of unique characteristics, though, right?
Yeah. What it is, let me tell you what it has. It's got brown Icelandic sheepskin on it, and then it has a set of ebony horns, four bronze goat feet, again, four bronze goat feet, and a bronze man part.
Well, that was good.
Let's redo that one. Okay. Cal, that was perfect. Okay, and a bronze man part. This is the $31,500 chair that they're arguing over.
Wait, the chair has bronze man bits?
Yes.
It does.
What?
All of the man bits.
That's why it's so unique. And how
did they get the mold for that?
So I don't know if it's
well, you know, I needed some cash.
any volunteers?
Yeah, right. Oh, that's getting bad.
And they're also fighting over $8,500 bar cart, $7,500 credit with a feng shui master.
Ooh, the feng shui man.
I mean, these are like big things for them to be fighting over, right?
You know why they're fighting over all this?
Because they can.
Because each one of them thinks that the other person really wants it.
Yeah,
that's why they fight over
this. This may be a case where they care so much about trying to harm each other and try to take. And she allegedly is keeping things that are purely his, like six paintings, including a Warhol painting. That's his family heirlooms and stuff.
And the Warhol painting is worth a lot of money.
They are, and they're fighting over things that are so personal in nature that this may be a case where they love each other so much they might get back together.
Well, here's the other thing: is a mounted ram's head. They're fighting over a mounted ram's head. I'm sorry, but if I'm coming in,
thank you.
If I'm coming in and the husband brings a mounted ram's head, I'm going, you know what? You could take that one back. I'll trade you straight across for the hairy chair with man bits. I mean,
You know, this is a case, have you remember from law school, putative spouse?
Yes.
This is a case where he might be deemed to be a putative spouse.
What does that mean?
That means even though they don't have a legitimate marriage, they are going to be treated like a spouse. And the reason is because it appears she might have been involved in the fraud marriage. So what happened is her friend claimed that they were ordained to hold the marriage and validly conduct the marriage and make it legal under the state of Utah, that where they got married, and that she allegedly knew that it was not true.
Now, there are a lot of states where they play fast and loose with these ordinations and marriages, but Utah is not one of them.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Yeah. So that's pretty strict, and to be honest with you, if the marriage is not going to be held up as valid, he might be deemed to be a putative spouse, which means he's going to get some advantage, just as if they were married.
And a cool chair.
We can go, hey Kat, we can go straight from man parts to the rectal exam lawsuit. I don't know how we could get any better.
Is there something you can play that signifies retreat?
Exit. Exodus.
Yeah, I still remember the...
So,
oh, my gosh.
So, look.
Can you do the rectal exam?
There are a lot of jokes that can be made about what inmates that go to a penal institution might be facing, but very rarely are those jokes...
You cannot say that word around Denise.
Very rarely are those jokes masked over to people that might actually work at those institutions.
That's true.
Correctional officers, right?
Bring it up.
So there is a lawsuit now that has been filed by... A class action, I believe, has been filed by people that were employed as correctional officers objecting to the medical exams that they were subject to prior to their employment. That involved
show me the money.
A rectal exam. So in order...
Show me.
Will you drag this out a little bit?
And the money wasn't found there if that's what they were looking for.
Wait a minute, Todd.
Can we stop now?
855 Law Radio. You've got to call in on this one.
Sure.
855-521-7235. 7234. 7234. Go ahead. Don't tell the end of it until a break.
Before they could even take the test to see whether or not they can become a correctional officer, they had to take a medical exam.
Sorry for interrupting you. Todd, it's all yours.
But here's the thing. Both men and women had to take this test to have this specific examination done.
Now, did they have to sit in the hairy chair?
I don't know, but the specific exam...
Something they sat on for sure.
The specific exam was to test the viability of a body part that women don't even have.
Really?
Why are you giving a prostate exam to a woman? That's what the test was for. That's part of the objections here. One of the plaintiffs like, why did I get that exam to test for this when I don't even have one of
What's
those?
What's interesting is they bring the doctors in for on a lawsuit, too. They're not just suing the government, but they're bringing the doctors in. It's interesting the doctors' arguments and the arguments for the defense about these rectal exams.
And what if this whole thing could be chalked up to a simple typo on the form? We'll talk about that when we come back.
When we come back, we'll see you in a bit. You cannot stop and walk away right now. You have to stay here.
Yeah, you need to hear the end of this. Next on Radio Law Talk, do not go away. Much more coming up.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive
receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
We're talking about the inappropriate examination argument, especially the rectal exam lawsuit. It's a class action lawsuit against California correctional facilities, the state of California. And apparently the doctors that were involved in these examinations. And Todd was going into the interesting thing is that they're, part of their arguments is not only it was a battery, but a sexual assault.
That's right. They're arguing that this is a sexual assault. But you have to understand that whether or not it's sexual assault requires very specific elements that we would call what you'd have to prove to a jury in order to get that. And in a sexual battery case, these are the following elements that have to be an intimate part of the body touch. I don't think there's any issue of that element would be made. Two, the touching was done against the person's will, and I think that somebody could make the argument that they were coerced or forced to do that because of the job application. So let's assume they can overcome that hurdle. The big one is this last one. The touching was done for the specific purpose of sexual arousal, sexual gratification, or sexual abuse. Now, I don't know how you prove that against the doctor. The closest one would be sexual abuse. But for sexual abuse, what you would have to prove is that the touching occurred in order to cause pain, injury, or discomfort. Now, if the pain, injury, or discomfort is as a byproduct of doing a legitimate exam, then I don't know how you get that. You have to, for it to be abuse, the reason you touch has to be to cause one of those three. And the argument by every doctor is going to be, no, the reason I touched it because it was requested on the form, and that's how you do the exam.
Yeah, but
except for the female. For the female.
Yeah, and I would not say it's legitimate. I would say it's not a legitimate exam because there was absolutely no connection between the rectal exam and then they did vaginal examinations for the women.
But who's your defendant in this?
But just hear me out.
Sure.
There's no connection between that and a legitimate reason for them to be able to take a test to get a job. So that's what I would say. So I would say that the actual exam itself was not legitimate, and thus this was conduct that could be sexual abuse.
In all fairness, Todd, we have to make this point. I think it's really important. The doctors who are having this light focused upon them worked for a contract company. They did not work for the state of California.
Okay.
Right. They worked for a contractor. I just think that's important. The contractor is going to hide under look, the state told me to do it. I just did it. You know?
Well, that's what their argument is. Hey, the state told us.
Look, the state said they get a form, and the form says these are the things that we need to have checked.
Right.
All right. And then the doctor looks at it and says, okay, I can perform this exam. And if nobody has voiced an objection prior to the exam being performed, and even the potential plaintiffs in this lawsuit have all said that, it was uncomfortable, I just wanted to get out of there. I haven't heard anybody say, well, what the heck are you doing that for? I don't want to have this exam. Which, oh, by the way, if they had said that and the doctor continued to do the exam, the doctor would absolutely be guilty of doing this. But if from the doctor's perspective, if the doctor thinks that the person is here, they've given me the form, they're consenting to this exam, they think that's what's going on, it's a legitimate exam, I just don't know that. I'm not saying you don't get to battery. I'm not saying you don't get to assault. I question whether or not it's sexual battery or sexual assault. I think that there may be a whole host of other claims. I just don't know that you can get to that specific.
Now, this is their argument. It's going to be this. Their argument is going to be they're adults and they consented. They walked in there. They knew what they're doing. They knew, hey, I'm going to do a rectal exam. Why didn't you say, no, I don't want to do that? Now, I know the argument on the other side is, since we know how to argue both sides, is, well, I was forced to because I needed this job and I wanted this job. But then you could say, well, no, you don't have to have this job. You're not forced to have this job. Now you bring a lawsuit saying, I will not take this exam. And if you're not hired, then you bring the lawsuit. So I guess as defense, I would argue, you walked in there, you were an adult, you understand the examination, we told you what we're going to do,
I think the 22-year-old specifically would have a great argument to say, I'm not taking this exam, and then sue.
Right.
Saying, why did I have to take an exam to test my prostate when I'm a female and I don't have one?
Right.
And you wouldn't let me. Why is it that? Because that's one of the plaintiffs here had that happen.
So you get back to the department, the corrections department rules on being allowed to take their exam. The exam meaning apply for this job. They have to take like an exam to get to apply for the job. They only require a visual inspection of the genital area, and that's it. They don't require any kind of invasive technique at all. So it's the actual regulations of the Department of Corrections that's being used against them. And the reason they require the genital inspection, by the way, is to see if there's any tattoos.
That's exactly
any gang tattoos, any kind of tattoos that
gang
would show.
Identification.
Exactly. So they went way beyond their own requirements. And so does that translate to the doctors? Don't know. Do the doctors have to know the requirements? Don't know. We don't know that. So clearly it's going to be harder to prove against the
doctors. And it was actually not even necessarily the doctors that were doing the exams. It was their assistants. Yeah, there was very few doctors, my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was mainly like the assistants or a PMA.
So lots of PAs or CNAs.
It doesn't matter.
It's still going to be harder to prove against them if they were following instructions from who they were hired. But I think the Department of Corrections is going to settle this, and they're going to pay.
Yeah,
and
I
believe
it. And I think the issue is also here is one argument that an individual said is, well, he's 28, and he said, I've been in the military. I've gone through extensive testing in the military, not to this degree, and I was in the military. And so,
That was an interesting argument.
Yeah, with the military.
I can serve my country and put my life at stake, but I can't, work in the Department of Corrections unless I do this test.
Right.
And
it's kind of after the fact, and by the way, they do not do these tests anymore.
Did the state inform anybody that this was a requirement going in, or would that be something that would come up in court or could come up in court so they would have an option of saying no or submitting a letter saying, I don't want to do this, be caught, like the young woman, I don't want to do this because I don't have one of them. I mean, were they informed of that in advance? Do we know?
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
But that is interesting,
Cal. It's going to come out, though.
I think the best case is that, I mean, don't forget, in a class action, you can choose on your own to not be part of the class and go sue on your own. If I was that lady and they required her to do the rectal exam,
her prostate.
Yeah, I would be stepping out on my own and doing it, not be part of the class action, say I'm going to sue individually myself. I'm not, but that's just an argument because, boy, that's...
Well, both rectal and vaginal.
But what I'm saying is that's a dead ringer. It's like,
can you imagine they put the doctor who, or the person who actually performed the exam on the stand? They get through giving all of their medical credentials and everything they've got, and the first question from the plaintiff's attorney is, in any of those classes that you took, did you ever go over differences between the male and female anatomy? Show me on this chart of a woman where the prostate is located.
Yes.
And then just wait for the crickets while the doctor sits there and goes, well, okay, yeah, I did do a prostate exam on a woman, even though I should have known there was no prostate.
Now, maybe to argue the other side, maybe what we have to say is that it's really important for a correctional officer to understand how they have to do these type of inspections of inmates and how they have to have them inspected to body searches or cavity searches. Maybe they could argue that this would be part of their job and they have to know how to do it properly.
I don't think this was pitched as a training exercise for any of them. I'm pretty certain the result would be,
I love it.
You know what, I carry a firearm to shoot people, and I don't have to get shot so that I know what it feels like in order for me to use my firearm.
But did a medical professional ever write on the physical form, no tattoos were found there?
Well, and the thing that I wonder is, what if this is all just a typo? What if it's all...
Yeah.
What if there was a part of the form where they said, check the left ear and check the right ear? Instead of using words left and right, they just put L and R. And for the right ear, somebody left out a space between R and ear. Check the rear. There you go. Could all have been a typo.
Very possible.
Wow, you're pretty dry.
Very possible.
I can see him arguing before
That's
the court.
That's scary.
Well, we're going to come back, hour number three. Hey, you know what? We've had two wonderful hours, those of you. Hey, if you are stepping away or your station is stepping away, go to www.radiolawtalk.com and click on the live button, and you can listen to us live via our internet. And then we're going to be back. We're going to talk about Naomi Campbell being sued by a billionaire. That one's quite very interesting. And a judge talking about whether or not California can have an opening carry, whether or not it's an opening carry state. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.